Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Today, we celebrate women. Wala pong Men's Day, no? Only Women's Day. Kung titignan po natin ang history ng Women's Day, ay medyo madugo. Kasi talagang merong grupo ng mga kababaihan na nag-aklas at sila ay tumayo at tumindig upang ipaglaban ang kanilang mga karapatan. Dahil sa mga kapanahunan na iyon, no early 1900s, talaga pong mga api at ang turing sa mga babae ay second class people and they were treated no unequally no with men. But they rise up to the call of fighting for the rights of the women. Kaya po merong iba't ibang organization at iba't ibang mga kapulungan na talagang sumuporta po sa pagsulong ng karapatan ng mga kababaihan. But today, we don't fight and we don't celebrate just our rights. Now, because our rights is only no, in the Lord, we have His righteousness at wala na pong iba. At ang karapatan po natin ay magpakumbaba at magpasakop sa Panginoon. So, to all the women who have a pink sticker, baka po nagkakamali kayo, tingnan niyo po yung katabi ninyo, babae lamang po ang may pink sticker. So, a happy Women's Day. We celebrate you today, your love, your service, your commitment, your faith, and your beauty inside out. Can we give God the glory for all the women you know? Yon, yung mga lola, nanay, tita, kapatid, at mga kumare. So, purihin ang Panginoon. So, today we are celebrating not only women, but we are celebrating first and foremost our Lord, our God, who reigns and who rules. Na po, siya pa rin ang ating Diyos na nakaluklok at siya pa rin ang Diyos nating nangunguna po sa ating lahat. And in the thought, no, in the light of our series this March, na we celebrate fruitfulness. So, nais po nating yakapin sa mga oras na ito ang kapangyarihan ng pagiging mabunga. So, meron pong sinabi sa John 15 verse 16, it says there, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." It's in John 15 verse 16. So, napakaganda po ng salita na ito dahil ang Panginoong Jesus no po ang siyang nagsalita po nito sa kanyang mga disciples. So, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." And excitingly, sinabi po niya, "And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." And meron po tayong tatlong tanong na ating subukang sagutin sa punto po na ito. The three questions are this: what is my fruit? Ano nga ba talaga yung bunga ko? What, am I ready to pay the price that bearing lasting fruit will cost me? Do I desire fruit that lasts? So, ito po ang mga kataga na ipinagkaloob ng Panginoong Jesus sa atin, no, sa kanyang mga disciples primarily, na iniiwan din niya po sa ating lahat. What is our fruit? Saging ba? Strawberry ba? Pero sabi po dito, the kind of fruit that we have is the fruit that will last. Magtatagal. Ano po ang alam ninyong bunga na talagang nagtatagal ng isang linggo, dalawang linggo? Wala po, di ba? Kasi kahit na anong bunga na meron tayo ngayon, ilagay natin sa bahay, ilagay natin sa box, sa ilang araw, sa ilang linggo, ay talagang nasisira o nabubulok. But this fruit is not the fruit that we eat for the flesh and in the flesh. It is not natural fruit. It is supernatural. It is not the fruit that no expiry date, no? Na mayroong expiry date. Ito yung fruit na hindi nasisira, hindi nabubulok, hindi nalalaos, at hindi nawawala, at hindi namamatay. This kind of fruit is eternal, lasting, and supernatural. This is our fruit. Ang tanong, kung ito nga ba yung bunga natin, kung ito ang binigay sa atin ng Panginoon, handa ba akong harapin o tapatan ito ng aking sakripisyo, o aking gawa at aking tugon so that I could bear these kinds of fruit that is eternal, supernatural, and lasting. Sinabi po sa atin, no, sa illustration dito, na meron sa atin na minsan wala talaga tayong ka-fruit. Wala talaga tayong kabunga-bunga. And what does God do sa atin, di ba? Sa atin, minsan pagka-desperate na tayo, wala tayong bunga, we feel lost, we feel a failure. And God, that time, will lift us up. Are we willing to be lifted up by the Lord? Nandun po ba yung ating pagkakagusto na tayo ay sakupin ng Diyos at tayo tulungan ng Diyos at maibalik sa Kanya? Di ba yung larawan po no first Sunday when the branch, no, fell down on the ground kasi wala siyang fruit, and then the gardener will come and then ipipick up po niya yung branch na walang fruit and then itatali niya, ikokonnect niya ulit doon sa mga sanga na merong bunga. So it calls for surrender. Are we willing, no, to be surrendered to the Lord and allow Him to lift us up so that we can bear this fruit? And then sabi doon, kung meron ka namang fruit at gusto mo pang dumami, it calls for pruning. Masakit po yun kasi gugupitan ka, puputulan ka, or tatanggalan ng mga bagay na nakakasira, nakakadistract. So it calls for submission. Are we willing to submit to what? To God's ways. Mayroong paraan ng Diyos at maraming panahon na ang paraan ng Diyos ay hindi natin paraan. Maraming pagkakataon na ang gusto nating paraan ay talagang hindi iyon ang kalooban ng Diyos. Kaya in pruning time, sa pagtutuwid at pagsasaayos ng Panginoon sa ating mga buhay, masakit at mapait at tila malungkot na pagkakataon. But there's no other way na alam ng Diyos na gagawin niya upang tayo ay matuwid, no? Liban doon sa mga panahon na mapait, masakit, at talagang nakakagulat minsan. But it calls for submission. Again, if we want supernatural, eternal, and lasting fruit, are we willing to submit to the ways of the Lord? Number three, yung sabi po dito, not only that yung more fruit, some fruit ay maging more fruit, but yung more, ang dami mo ng fruit, but you want to extend, you want to bear some more and more, and that's what we call much fruit, boundless fruits. Ito, ang kailangan dito, abiding. Yung talagang totoong, sincere ka na there will, yung commitment mo sa Panginoon ay will be unchangeable and unshakable. In all seasons of your life, at every time, at every step of the way, you say, God, lead me. God, be my master. You are my Lord. You are my shepherd. That's abiding. It says there, it's a daily, momentarily walking with the Lord and making Him the leader, making Him the master of our lives. So, ito po yung tatlong mga bagay na gusto po nating maranasan mula sa kawalan ng bunga, tungo sa pagkakaroon ng bunga, at mula sa pagkakaroon ng bunga, tungo dun sa maraming bunga. But it has price. Meron po itong tugon. Meron po itong pagsamo sa Panginoon. The question is, are you willing to respond to Him? Are you willing to pay the price that it would cost you to bear this lasting fruit? At ang pangatlong tanong is this, do I desire? Dinidesire ko ba talaga yung lasting fruit? Tigib ba talaga sa aking puso ang pagnanasa na magkaroon ako ng bunga na magtatagal? Hindi lang bunga na magtatagal, kundi maraming mga bunga na magtatagal. And in this, it says here in John 15 verse 18, it glorifies the Lord. So today, this morning, I want us to see, know that in our fruitfulness, in our desire to be fruitful, how can we desire it deeply? Because it brings glory to the Lord. Gusto natin na luluwalhati natin ng Diyos. The moment we sing our songs and praise songs to Him, parang feeling mo, wow, I glorified you, Lord. Praise God. Nakatugtog ako, nakapagbigay ako, nakapagsayaw ako, nakapaglingkod ako sa iyo ngayon. Alam ko na glorify kita. Pero much more than that, ano pa yung tigib na gusto mong mangyari na alam mong ikaw lang yung makagagawa na noon at it will bring glory to the Lord. This morning, I want to introduce you a particular woman, no, in the Old Testament, a true-to-life story of a woman whose desperation brings glory to the Lord. And in the end, she found the pleasure of the Lord answering her request. So let us pray po for a while as we open the presence of God in this place. Father, we welcome you in this place. We want more of you. We want your visitation and we want your ministry more than ever and more than anything or anyone in this place. We long for you and we want you. Come, Holy Spirit, and grant us the deepest desire of our heart to be much fruitful because we want to glorify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, again, I want to introduce to you this person. Her name is Hannah. She is a woman. Okay, we can find our text in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Amazingly, no? Pagkatapos ng Ruth, ng Book of Ruth, na inangkop yung pangalan ng isang foreigner, ng isang Moabita, sa isang aklat, no? And then after that, another woman, no, was mentioned, and she was Ruth, Hannah. So amazing kung paano ginagamit ng Panginoon ang mga kababaihan to really express His will to mankind. So let us read the word of God in 1 Samuel chapter 1. So there was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, and an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah had none. So, Elkanah is the man who had two wives. And Anna was one of the two wives mentioned here. Hindi po kalooban ng Diyos na magkaroon po ng dalawang asawa. No po, it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife. And they become one flesh. Malinaw ang disenyo ng Diyos sa marriage. It is only for one man and a woman for a lifetime. So here, nakita po natin na sa kanila pong istorya, ang mga kalalakihan ng panahon na yon ay tila nagko-collect or okay lang sa kanila ang mayroong mga asawa. But again, the Bible is clear na ang kinalulugdan ng Panginoon ay ang asawa between, ang kasal at ang marriage between a man and a woman for a lifetime. So, because Elkanah had two wives, the conflict arose. No? So, ano nangyari? Si Penina had children and si Hannah wala, had none. So, ito po yung pinakamatinding distinction sa kanila. Si Penina ay maraming anak, ngunit si Anna ay walang bunga. She had no child. Sa patriarchal culture daw po, nung unang panahon, panahon nila, women's value, no, ang value ng mga kababaihan ay nasusukat at nakikita sa kanilang abilidad sa pagluluto, paglilinis ng bahay, at pagkakaroon ng mga anak. So particularly, the male children. Bakit daw po kailangan or inaantay nila ang pagdating ng lalaking anak sa bawat pamilya? Kasi ganun kahalaga ang lalaki ang nagdadala ng pangalan ng pamilya. Sa kapanahunan po natin ngayon, ang kababaihan o ang kahalagahan ng kababaihan ay gayon pa rin, no? Meron pa rin pagpapahalaga sa, wow, totoo nga itong babae, or tunay nga siyang kababaihan kung marunong pa rin siyang magluto, maglinis ng bahay, at meron siyang kakayanan na magkaroon ng mga anak. Pero may dagdag po ngayon, lalo na sa ating millennial time. No, kailangan din daw po or ine-expect natin na ang mga kababaihan ay maging educated. Pumasok sa workforce. Magtrabaho. Magdala ng pera sa pamilya. Pero kahit hardworking, kahit marunong pa rin gumawa sa bahay, ay hindi pa rin nasisira ang figure, lalo na ang kanyang manicure. So, yan po ang istorya ng kahalagahan o pagpapahalaga sa mga kababaihan. Pero merong tragedy, no? Merong conflict sa mga kababaihan ngayon. Ang conflict ay yung bang kung marunong akong magbahay or mag-housekeeping, marunong din kaya ako magtrabaho sa labas. Parang sa panahon ngayon, merong struggle between nagtatrabaho na nga ako sa bahay, magtatrabaho pa ba ako sa labas? Ngayon, kung nagtatrabaho na ako sa labas, ako na ang nag-uuwi ng pera, ako pa ba ang magluluto? Ako pa ba ang maglilinis? Ako pa ba ang mag-aalaga ng mga bata? So, yan na po ngayon ang trahedya ng mga modern women. Pero meron pa rin mga bayani ngayon na mga kababaihan. They chose to do both. No? Maaasahan mo sa pamilya, maaasahan mong marunong maglinis, magluto ng masarap, at mag-alaga ng mga bata, at the same time, no? Ano, nag-uwi pa rin ng pera sa bahay. Kaya lang, at the end of the day, talagang hindi na niya kayang i-manage ang kanyang sarili. At marami na doon ang nagsasuffer in between home and work. So alamin natin kung ano pa yung mga bagay na yon sa mga life group po natin. So, may mga struggle in between. Kaya nga dito nag-uumpisa yung sense of failure. Gusto niya makaroon siya ng meaning sa bahay bilang tagalinis, tagaluto, at taga-alaga ng bata. Pero minsan hindi rin nabibigay sa kanya yun. Nagsisikhay siya sa labas, pero in response, there's rejection. No? There's persecution. So in between this, no, talaga nag-i-struggle at hindi magawa ng mainam ang bawat isa. And sometimes, ito yung nagiging sense of failure ng mga kababaihan sa panahon ngayon. But not for Hannah. Hindi niya sense of failure yung maglinis at magluto o mangalaga ng bahay. Ang sense of failure niya ay yung kanyang barrenness. Ang kanyang sense of tragedy o yung kanyang trahedya or misfortune ng buhay niya ay yung kawalan niya ng anak. At dito po nagsimula ang kanyang journey. No? At dito nagsimula ang kanyang paglapit sa Panginoon. Mula sa kanyang sense of emptiness, mula sa kanyang sense of failure, and sense of barrenness in a literal form, talaga pong hinanap niya ang Panginoon. So, let us take a look. Ano ba yung mga naging epekto ng barrenness kay Hannah? In verses 3, following, makita po natin dito. Sabi po dito, year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh. Sinasabi po doon si Elkanah po yun. Where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her. Everybody say with me, double portion. Okay. And then the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Alright. So ito po yung picture ng emptiness, barrenness, no, ng dihana for so long. So tingnan po natin ano yung mga pangyayari. Ano yung itsura ng kanyang misfortune, ng kanyang trahedya sa buhay. So wala po siyang anak. So this is taking too long already. Matagal na panahon na. Kasi ang sabi dito, Peninnah had children, sons, and daughters. So, pagpalagay na lamang po natin, minimum number of sons. Kasi plural eh. What is the minimum number of plural? Two. Do you agree? Okay. One is singular. Dagdagan mo ng isa, it becomes plural. Sabi doon, sons and daughters. So, pwedeng two sons and two daughters. Minimum. Okay po? So, ilan po yung anak ni Peninnah? Four. Ilang buwan? Dinadala ang isang sanggol. Nine. Nine times four. Nine times four. Ha? Yun na nga. 36. All right. Nakikinig sila. 36 months. 36 divided by 12. 3. So, tatlong taon na halos ipinagbuntis o inalagaan. Eh, syempre, in between. Siguro, nag-family planning pa or what. So, may mga in between pa po yan. So, sa pagpalagay natin, limang taon, anim na taon, pitong taon. Wow! It's taking too long! Ay, makikita mo no, na Peninnah, noong pagka talaga nagbuntis siya, nagsusuot siya ng maternity dress, tumitingin siya sa salamin, na ibang figure niya. No, buti na lang wala yung FB nung time na yun. Usong-uso po ngayon na kahit buntis talaga pinapakita sa FB, no, ang kanyang pagiging ano, mommy to be. So makita po natin, yun ang gustong-gusto niya, yung magkaanak, pero hindi siya magkaanak. And then tapos yung kanyang kahati sa kanyang asawa, merong isa, may dalawa, may tatlo, may apat. This is taking too long already. And this is repeatedly painful. Alam niyo po ba, from Rama to Shiloh, doon po sila sumasamba, nandun po yung tabernacle. So doon lamang po lahat sasamba, ang mga tao. It will take you by land, traveling from Rama to Shiloh, about 38 hours. Ang vegan po, ang pinakamalayo kong narating so far, it took us 14 hours. May balita po ako that you can travel by land from here to Mindanao, to Davao. And it will take you about two days to travel by land. It seemed ganito po eh. Ganito kalayo. Imagine mo yun, magta-travel kayo ng 38 hours year after year. And then there's this entourage. May entourage po dyan eh. Mauuna po si Elkanah. Siyempre, susunod dapat si Hannah. Kaya lang po, they care for children. So, pauunahin po nila muna ang mga bata. Diba? And then, sino naman ang nanay nun? And then, siyempre, si Peninnah. So, it could be Hannah, no, was on the back, walking, looking in front of her own dream. But it could not happen. Ang sakit, 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 sakit. Hindi lang po mahabang panahon yung pain, paulit-ulit siyang nasasaktan. And this barrenness is so humiliating. Why? Because the rival, yung karibal, no? Talaga namang sabihin na natin na nagmamayabang at pinapakita niya ang kanyang fruitfulness at the extent of a barren woman. And ang sabi po dito sa text, Peninnah, her rival, kept on provoking her. Talaga pong ginagalit siya, iniinis siya, iniinggit siya. Para saan? To irritate her. To give up. To lose hope, to see her miseries, and to believe that she could not do anything to be a mother. So this is her barrenness, malungkot. It is not just taking, it took her so long, at yung paulit-ulit na masakit, nakaka-degrade, humiliating. It is also distracting. Nakaka-distract. Bakit po? Sa tuwing sila'y kakain, no? Sa tuwing sila'y kakain, sa hapagkainan, mag-celebrate sila sa Shiloh, kasi festival po yung pinupuntahan nila eh. So may feast. So may consolation eh. So the consolation of Elkanah becomes her distraction. Bakit? Sasabihin ni Elkanah, okay, kumain na kayo, mga anak, kay Penina. And then, kay Hannah, bibigyan niya ng dalawang serving. Parang isang cheeseburger, kay Hannah, double cheeseburger. So, merong double portion of service, kind of food na binibigay si Elkanah. Bakit daw po? Because he loved Hannah more. Pero bakit ko po nabanggit that this is distracting? Why? Because ang gusto ni Hannah, mabuo siya, magkaroon siya ng anak. At ang ibinibigay po ni Elkanah sa kanya ay konsolasyon. Consolation. As if you join a sports competition, and then pinaplano mo at iniisip mo na ikaw ay magpe-first. And then, ikaw ay nag-land dun sa, sabihin na po natin na, fourth runner-up. Kasi ang aakit lang ay third, second, and the first, the champion. So, pero huwag ka nang malungkot. Kasi lahat ng runner-ups will be given some consolation prizes. Nakuha po natin, meron kang gustong-gusto pero hindi mo maabot, bibigyan ka na lamang ng konsolasyon. And come to think of it, sinasabi ni Elkanah, sobrang mahal kita, I love you, mas mahal kita kay Penina. Parang kung tayo yung babae sa panahon ngayon, wait, paano mo masasabing mahal mo ako kung dalawa kami? Tama ba? Paano mo masasabi na you love me? Pero dalawa kami magkahati. Dalawa kami sa puso mo. So, this is so distracting for Hannah. Isa pang distraction dito, even though Elkanah is able to give double portion to Hannah, iniisip pa rin dito, double portion? What is double portion compared to everything? Remember the design of God in marriage? Man and wife will cling together, will join together, and they will become one flesh. Whatever is for the man is also for the woman. Whatever is for the woman is also for the man. They share together as one. Paano mo i-reconcile na kahit ibigay mo sa akin ang 90% and yet the 10% may kahati ako? Double portion is still different from giving everything. So makita po natin dito in the barrenness, in the emptiness of Hannah, this is not just about her desiring for a baby, no? Just to prove something. This is about the design of God. This is, Hannah was standing not for her rights because wala naman tayong maririnig sa kanyang mga salita na lumalaban po siya kay Elkanah. And you see Hannah here, she's very submissive, she's very quiet, at hindi po talaga siya no, nag-bat in o nakipag-away, nakipagtunggali by flesh, by arm with Penina or with Elkanah. So makita po natin dito yung misery, dala, dulot ng kawalan ng pinapangarap. So, hindi lang po ito matagal na, hindi lang paulit-ulit na masakit, hindi lamang po ito nakaka-degrade o nakaka-humiliate, hindi rin po ito lamang nakaka-distract. Last, in her barrenness, we see here, it is sorrowfully bitter. Mapait. Bakit mapait? Because she carries it all by herself. Siya lang yung umiiyak. Siya lang yung malungkot. Siya lang yung hindi makakain. Wala siyang kadamay. Wala siyang kapareho ng story na pwede sila mag-fellowship together. And how are you taking this sorrow or grief in your life? She's so downhearted. It is sorrowfully bitter. Maybe, no po, somehow, sa atin, meron tayong sense of emptiness, meron tayong sense of barrenness, and mabigat dalhin at mahirap harapin ang pagkakataon ng walang bunga, lugi, walang breakthrough, wala ka makita na tangible na nangyayari sa mga panahuna na ito. But the story did not stop picturing how Hannah experienced barrenness. Because from here, she did something that led her to break free from her limitations. How did Hannah respond? So tingnan po natin. Verses 9 to 11. Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Yes, there is barrenness, there is sorrow, grief, humiliation, destruction, pain, aloneness, lahat na. No? Trying to console herself with what Elkanah have for her, even though kalahati, whatever she had right now, ano pong ginawa ni Anna? So number one, she did not fight with Peninnah. She held her temper. So yung composure niya, yung serenity ni Peninnah. Yung antindi po, no, taon-taon siya iniinggit, taon-taon siya inaaway, taon-taon ay talagang pinagyayabangan po siya. Pero taon-taon din naman, she respond with serenity. Ano po yung serenity? Knowing that these things happen to me beyond my control. And therefore, dahil wala ito sa control ko, I will respond according to how I control it. How can I respond, no, with great or out of control with the things that is beyond my control? Doon po tayo nagkakaroon ng away. May mga bagay na hinahayaan ng Diyos na mangyari po sa atin. At hindi natin alam ang dahilan, hindi natin alam ang kaparaanan ng Diyos. Kaya ang tutugon natin, pipilitin din po natin gumawa ng mga bagay beyond our control. Ano na po yun? Magsisimula ka na magsalita, mag-isip ng mga masasakit, masasama, at lalabas na rin po sa ating aksyon. Why? Because you tend to fight in the air. Hindi mo alam sinong kalaban mo, kaya kahit na ano na lang kilos mo, gagawin mo. But Hannah is serene. No? Alam niya eh. Kinontrol niya ang kanyang temper, ang kanyang galit, ang kanyang irritation, no, sa mga bagay na wala siyang control. Number two, instead, no, anong pong ginawa niya? She expressed and she utilized everything that she had, buong lakas po niya, she came to God. Lumapit siya sa Panginoon in tears, in prayer, and with a vow. Dito may control na siya. Dito, alam na niya kung anong sasabihin niya. Alam niya kung anong iniiyak niya. At higit sa lahat, alam niya kung kanino niya ito iiyak. Alam niya kung kanino niya ito ilalaban. Alam niya kung kanino niya ito ipo-pour out. At walang iba kundi sa Panginoon. Who knows everything about us in the past, present, and future? Hana could think na wala akong control kay Penina. Wala akong control sa aking sinapupunan. Because it was said here, the Lord closed her womb twice. Magkasunod. It was emphatic. No, sinabi ng mga salita, it was the Lord who did it to Hannah. Noong mga panahon po na yun, whatever happens to the Israelites, no, maganda or kabiguan, ang tingin po nila, ang paniniwala nila, it is the Lord who did it. It is the Lord who wills it. Kaya po, nung isinulat po itong 1 Samuel, siguro si Samuel na yung nagsulat niyan, na ikwento na po ito ni Hannah sa kanya. And they believed somehow that it was the Lord who closed her womb. So makita po natin dito kanina, no? How did Hannah respond to uncontrollable situation? She controlled whatever she could control. At yung whatever she could control, she poured it out to the Lord who has the control in everything. Alam mo, at alamin natin mga kapatid, kanino tayo iiyak? Kanino tayo magpo-pour out? Kanino tayo mag-open up? Kanino natin ilalagak ang lahat ng ating miseries? And as for Hannah, she's telling us, pour it out to God. The God who is sovereign, the God who is in control. And this time, she knows what she's saying to God. It's between her and the Lord. At ang sabi niya dito ang prayer niya, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Wow! For so long, you're asking for something that you could own. But this time, you're asking for something that you could give. Kailan po tayo humingi sa Diyos ng para sa Diyos? Kailan tayo humingi ng pag-alala ng Diyos sa atin upang alalahanin din naman natin siya? Ano ang mga bagay na laman ng isip at puso mo sa tuwing ikaw ay mananalangin? At yung panalangin na yun ay ang tugon at pagsamo mo sa pagsunod sa Panginoon. As for Hannah, she takes full control of her desire. And this desire na tinitake niya sa kanyang sarili with all might, hindi pala para sa kanya. Para pala sa Panginoon. Number 3, she kept on praying. Verse 12, as she kept on praying to the Lord, it says here, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine. Not so, my Lord. Hannah replied, I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. How did Hannah respond to the situation of her barrenness? Number one, she took full control of her spirit. There is serenity, taking full control so that the things out of her control will be in place. Number two, she came to the right person. She came to God in prayer in tears with a vow. She knows what she's saying. She asked something to God so that she could give him her desire. And number three, she kept on praying. Tuloy-tuloy, patuloy na nananalangin. Taon-taon pumupunta siya doon. At sa pagkakataon na to, she kept on praying that day. No? At sabi ko po kanina, festival po ito. So merong kainan, merong inuman. No? At dahil doon, nalalasing din po talaga ang mga tao. Kaya po si Eli, or si Eli, alam na po niya eh, kilala na po niya, at alam na po niya ang istorya ng mga tao nagpe-festival. Pagkatapos mag-birth offering, o kung ano ba nang iaalay sa Panginoon, magkakainan at maglalasingan. Kaya po dun sa Tagalog, ang sabi po ni Eli sa kanya, magpakatinu ka na. So, magpakatinu na daw po. Sabihin niyo po sa katabi ninyo, magpakatinu na tayo. Amen? So, napagkamalan po si Hannah na siya ay lasing. Bakit daw po? Sabi po dun, yung buong katawan po ni Hannah, she was praying, sabi dito, Eli observed her mouth. Her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So, kala po, siya ay drunk. Diba? Sino po dito mga naglalasing dati? Dati po yun. Diba pagkalasing? Maraming nawawala sa mga tao eh. No? Ano po nawawala sa mga tao? Nawawala yung control sa katawan. No? Sumusuray-suray, no? Lahat binabangga. Lahat ay talagang dinadaanan. At walang direksyon. Okay. At hindi na rin po nahihiya ang mga lasing, no? Hindi po nahihiya. Wala na pong inhibitions. Nako, anong pinakamatindi? Yung capacity sa hiya ay naglaho. Kaya ano, sasabihin lahat ng brokenness niya, lahat ng niligawan niya na nabasted siya, lahat ng pinuntahan niya na kung saan na meron nangyari sa kanya and everything. Sabi nga eh, lasingin mo yan, makakita mo kung anong nangyari sa kanya. No? Kasi sasabihin niya, yung lasing, di nahihiya at pwedeng masabi kung ano yung mga nangyari sa kanya. So akala po ni Eli ay lasing si Hannah. Pero ang sabi po ni Hannah, no, I'm not drunk. I am just deeply troubled. I am just deeply troubled. Do you have that moment? No, talagang hindi mo na alam saan ka susuring. Hindi mo alam kung paano ka magpe-pray. Nakaluhod, nakatuwad, nakahiga, nakatayo, nakaupo. Hindi mo na alam kung ano naghahalo sa mukha mo, pawis, luha, sipon, everything, because you are deeply troubled. You are in deep anguish, and this is Hannah. And without knowing ano yung hinihingi ni Anna o ni Hannah, sabi po ni Eli, ah, ganun ba? And Eli answered, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. And then she responded, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Amazing. Pagkatapos sabihin ni Hannah ang kanyang predicament, paano niya sinabi na she's deeply troubled, pero hindi niya sinasabi na dahilan kung bakit siya troubled or in anguish. I was just pouring out my soul to the Lord. And then binigay ni Eli ang isang powerful praise. Na somehow Hannah was waiting for this for so long. Ano po sinabi ni Eli? Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him. Again, it was the Lord who closed her womb. At nung hindi siya magkaanak for so long, wala pong kapayapaan, walang katiwasayan, walang kaayusan ng kanyang pakiramdam. And that moment when Eli the priest threw the powerful phrase, go in peace. As if yung tumatabing po sa mukha ni Hannah, the deep trouble and anguish, parang na-lift. That's all I want. That's all I need to hear. Because somehow iniisip ni Hannah, ano bang ginawa Ito'y tungkol sa plano ng Diyos. It was the Lord who closed her womb. Therefore, that's in her emptiness and barrenness, she will come to the Lord. Just like Naomi, in her emptiness, she returned home to God. That's also in our emptiness and barrenness, hindi na tayo pwede pang magmayabang sa Diyos. Dahil wala na makakaalam kung sino pa ang anong dahilan, bakit ka barren, bakit hindi ka fruitful, but wala kang breakthrough maliban sa Diyos. At dahil kung alam mo ang Diyos ang may control ng lahat ng ito, bakit hindi ka bumalik sa Kanya? Now, she could now live and she could bring down all her guilt and shame before the altar. Year after year, she came to the tabernacle and somehow looking for God and looking for help. But at this particular moment, nagliwanag ang mundo sa kanya. Go in peace. May the God of Israel give you favor at what you're asking of Him. This is how Hannah responded to her barrenness. She did not fight in the flesh. Instead, she came to God, to the person who knows everything and who takes control of everything. She poured out her soul in tears, prayer, and with a powerful vow, asking for something, and that something will be an offering to God. She kept on praying up until she found hope and peace. And when she received it, she took it. And now, he left her guilt at the altar. And Hannah started anew. Mga kapatid, kung meron sa atin, no, we experience somehow plateau in life. Parang, hanggang dito na lang ba ako? Wala na ba akong iangat? Or you've tried everything, pero wala pa rin talaga eh. Alam mo lang, na juice up mo na lahat ng talino, abilidad, connection mo, pero wala pa rin breakthrough. Why? Because there's this breakthrough that only God could give. Mayroong breakthrough sa buhay natin na Diyos lang ang makapagbibigay. Kahit na ano pong gawin natin, wala talaga maliban na lamang tayo pakinggan ng Diyos. Maliban na lang tayo pansinin ng Diyos. Maliban na lang tayo dinggin ng Panginoon. So, I want us to see here, after all this offering unto the Lord, she left the altar and she started anew. Last, we see Hannah's fruitfulness. Verse 19. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Three things about Hannah's fruitfulness. Number one, it is supernatural. Again, magkasama sila ni Elkanah. We know that they are husband and wife and they do love making again and again. But what's the difference here? They do worship every year. They go to Shiloh every year. They love each other. But what's distinct? Sa verse na ito, bakit siya nagkaanak? It was said here, the Lord remembered her. Again, it's only by His favor and nothing more, nothing less, that we could have the answers to our prayer. Unless God is with us, unless God remembers, unless God shows His favor upon us, we will remain barren. We'll remain empty. We will remain overcome or overcame by our limitations. But when God remembers Hannah, there was breakthrough. And she conceived and gave birth to a son. And she named her Samuel, gift of God. Because it's God who gave him to me. It is because I asked God of him. This is my Samuel. Supernatural fruit comes only under God's favor. Again, what is our fruit? Our fruit is a lasting fruit, eternal, supernatural. And no one can give it to us, not even your leader or your pastor. It is only from the Lord, only from His favor. How many things in your life could you name Samuel? Ilan kaya ang mga bagay na makikita mo sa buhay mo na supernaturally it comes or it came? Simulan po nating bilangin. Can we visit and walk into the rooms of our hearts today and pick up? Simulan mo magpulot ng mga bagay na itinapon mo na. Nakalimutan mo, isinantabi mo na ang Diyos ang nagbigay sa'yo noon. It's time to recall the goodness of the Lord. It's time to give honor to the Lord for the supernatural things that He has given you. Who could give you children? Who could give you work? Who could give you blessings upon blessings each day? It only happens under the sun with the hands of the Lord taking full control of it. How many Samuels do you have in your life? And it's time to count them on and honor the Lord. It's time to revisit the photo album of our memories. Those smiling moments and those answered prayers. Hannah's fruitfulness is supernatural. It is because the Lord remembered her. Hannah's fruitfulness is not only supernatural, but it's also surrendered. Verse 21, when the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice of the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, after the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always. Do what seems best to you, Elkanah, her husband told her. Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word. So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He shall be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Mga kapatid, balikan lang natin. Anong desperation ni Hannah? Ano yung one thing na ina-ask niya sa Lord? Ano yung kinalulungkot niya? What makes her deeply troubled? What makes her sorrowful? Wala siyang anak. And then she asked of the Lord. At nung nag-ask sa Lord, gumawa siya ng pangako. Kasi Lord, kaya ako nag-ask sa'yo kasi gusto kong magbigay sa'yo eh. Wala akong ibibigay. Bigyan niyo po ako so that I could offer to you, because the act of giving unto God, the act of offering unto the Lord brings honor to God. At kulang ang aking buhay to honor you, God. I want more fruit, much fruit, so that I could honor you much. Give me that desire of mine so that I could honor you much, Lord. And the Lord granted. Sa tingin nyo, pwedeng magbago si Hannah? Ang tagal niyang inintay. But she became true to her words. Only surrendered people fulfills the vow. ang tunay na suko ang buhay sa Diyos ang siyang gumaganap ng kanyang pinagkakatiwala sa Diyos. Hindi nagbabago, hindi naiiba, hindi natatago, at hindi nakakalimutan. We see here, Hannah respond in faith, in faithfulness to the one, to the God who is first and foremost faithful to her. Ibig mo bang sabihin, pagkatapos niyang paghirapan ng panalangin at iyak taon-taon sa mahabang panahon, ganun na lamang kawiling si Hannah na ibigay sa Diyos? Yes. Yun ang sabi niya sa Diyos. If you give him to me, I will give him to you. Hannah knew what is the system, no, in the kingdom of God. Ang sinasabi doon sa perspective ng kingdom ng Lord, lahat ng bagay pagmamay-ari ng hari. At ako'y katiwala lamang at ipagsusulit ko ang lahat ng ibinigay niya sa akin. Ang mga bagay ay pahiram lang so that I could live my life to the fullest according to the purpose of the Lord. Yes, it may not be our way. It could be difficult for us. But it is Hannah's way. A woman from being deeply troubled to being deeply grateful. Only a surrendered person could be generous, could be grateful, could be faithful, could fulfill any vow, even it cost her life, her joy, everything. And this is Hannah. But remember, we cannot outgive God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, it says here, "Indeed the Lord visited Hannah, and she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the boy Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord." We cannot outgive God. We cannot outgive God. She gave Samuel, and God gave her in return 5 more children. You cannot outgive the Lord. Purihin ang Diyos sa kanyang katapatan at higit na katapatan. When the child was weaned, when the child was stopped from nursing, no, yung pagtanggap niya ng pangangalaga sa kanyang ina, siya'y dumako na dinala ng kanyang mama at papa sa Shiloh. Again, mga kapatid, as I look inside, no, the story behind this, what is the word wind? Ilang taon to, lumalaban ang kalooban ko. I have 4 children. Inalagaan ko po talaga sila, hands-on po ako. At iniisip ko kung mahihingin ang Presidente Duterte para sa maging army ng bansa. Sino kaya ibibigay ko? Si Yalel ba? Si Yandra ba? Si Eliana? O si Abby? Parang hirap. Ang sakit. Parang meron ka sense of ownership. Akin to, di ba? Bigay mo to. Ba't ngayon? Pero bakit mahirap? Kasi una pa lang hindi mo na ibinigay sa Diyos eh. But for Hannah, wala pa, una pa lang, talagang una ang Diyos sa kanya. Kaya nung binigyan siya, hindi na mahirap sa kanyang tuparin ang kanyang pinangako. She fulfilled her vow. At alam niyo po yung word na wind dito, it could be 3 to 4 years old. Sino bang 3 to 4 years old dito na bata? Is Mandy here? 4, come here. Mandy? Reg, come here. Mommy Reg. Look, they're traveling from Ramah to Shiloh. Here's Mother Hannah with baby with the little boy, little girl, Mandy. Come here, Ate Reg, come. Look at Mandy! Isn't she pretty? Isn't she lovely? Reg, iwan mo na siya? Ganito po ang itsura, oh. 4 na taon. Hiningi mo sa Diyos. Kaganda. Kabait. Iisa lang. Iwanan mo. 38 hours bago mo ulit makita. Letting go. Pahiram lang. It's not for me. It's for you, Lord. This is the kind of baby Samuel coming to the Lord. Thank you, Mommy Hannah. Sundan mo na siya. Gusto na niya makita si Eli. Can we give God a best clap offering of praise? Come on! Woo! Hindi ko kaya! Hindi ko na-interview si Pastor Marky o si Reg. It could be difficult for us, but not for Hannah. But there is something in here that is quite different and siguro malaking kaibahan sa atin. She is surrendered. She knows, hindi ko pagmamayari ang lahat. Wala akong pagmamayari ng lahat. Pera, tao, sitwasyon, bagay, lahat, pahiram ng Diyos, dapat nang ibigay ko sa Panginoon. This is Hannah's fruitfulness. Number 3, Hannah's fruitfulness is not only supernatural because it's the Lord who gave her the favor and He remembers her. Number 2, it is because the Lord, no? I was delighted by Hannah's surrender to Him. Number 3, ang sabi dito, Hannah's fruitfulness is sanctified. Isang malinis buo, masiglang pag-aalay. Tingnan lamang po natin ang itsura po ng magnanay na ito habang sila ay nasa templo. In verse 11 of chapter 2, then Elkanah went home to Ramah, and the boy was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli the priest. 4 years old, nagsimula na pong maglingkod sa templo. 4 na taon, wala ang mama niya. Nagsimula, wala siyang laruan, wala siyang TV, wala po lahat. Only with Eli, the priest. And it says, in verse 18, Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy clothed with a linen ephod, and his mother used to make for him a little robe and take to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Yung ibinigay niya sa Diyos, inalagaan niya, pinagtibay niya, binanal niya, inayos niya upang maging karapat-dapat sa Panginoon. You see here, there was this ephod, there was this robe. Talagang ginagawa po ni Hannah. Ano pong chine-check ni Hannah? Yung binigay ko sa Diyos, hindi naman dahil may strings attached, kundi yung binigay ko sa Diyos, buhay ba? Nasa kalooban ba niya? Gumaganda ba? Umaayos ba? Meron bang saysayang lahat ng ito? That's why Hannah kept on traveling from Ramah to Shiloh to offer to the Lord, to worship the Lord at the same time. Guided her son to come closer into the Lord with good looks. No, inihahanda po ito ni Hannah para po sa kanyang anak. Again, in chapter 2, verse 20, then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, may the Lord give you children by this woman for the petition she asked of the Lord. So they, at natanggal po dyan, so they would return to their home. Again, Eli, this time, released the blessings of the Lord to Elkanah and Hannah. At ang sabi po doon, kung ano man yung hinihingi mo this time, specifically na, may the Lord give you children. And we see here in chapter 2, verse 21, Sunod-sunod na po yun. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the boy Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. Verse 26 of chapter 2, now the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with man. This is Hannah's fruitfulness. Minsan natatakot kang magbigay sa Diyos dahil baka mawala, baka masira. In the first place, hindi yun sa'yo, galing sa Kanya yun. Alam niya kung paano niya aalagaan. Alam niya kung paano niya iingatan. Alam niya kung saan niya dadalhin. Because He is God. And that's the faith of Hannah to the Lord. I know as a mother how to take care of my children. But you, God, hindi mo lang alam paano ako ingatan. Hindi mo lang alam paano ako alagaan. Alam mo din paano alagaan ang aking mga anak. In fact, Hannah knew during the time of Judges, nung nabuhay po sila, people do everything they want to do in life. But the Lord protected them as a nation. Ang sabi ng siguro si Hannah sa kanyang puso, kung paano mo naaalagaan ang lipi ni Israel, bayan, bansa, iba't ibang tribo, gayon mo din kayang alagaan ang batang ito. At lo and behold, Samuel started to hear the voice of the Lord. Parents, if there is one thing that we need to desire, that our children would hear the voice of the Lord, would know the voice of God. Hindi tayo laging nandun sa ating mga anak. Hindi tayo laging kasama ng mga anak natin, pero kung kilala ng ating mga anak ang tinig ng Diyos at hinahanap nila ang tinig ng Diyos, tayo na po ang pinaka-confident na mga magulang sa panahon ng millennial. Because God is known and is being known to them. Kailan mo i-dedicate ang anak mo today? Kailan mo iaalay sa Diyos ang mga anak mo today? They are not your own. They are God's. At dito pinakita ni Hannah pa paano niya sinubaybayan ang kanyang anak sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Mga magulang, huwag kayong magtatampo kapag ang mga anak nyo nag-i-spend ng time sa devotion. Huwag kayong magtatampo kapag mga anak ninyo paroot parito sa church. Huwag kayong magtatampo kapag ang kausap nila at lagi nilang kausap ang life group leader nila. The more they get close to the Lord, the more they will become like Jesus. One time, I had this talaga pong tigib na kalungkutan sa aking puso. I had this counselee. She's a girl, of course. And she had the deepest desire to serve the Lord. She wanted to enter Bible school. She heard the voice of the Lord telling her, "You serve me full time. Never be afraid of your future because I am your everlasting Father." And then she started praying for it. Lumalalim ang burden sa kanyang puso. But because she honored her parents, she began to tell her parents about her dream, about her desire, about her calling. And lo and behold, surprisingly, the mother responded no. Paanong pagiging engineer? Paanong mga pangarap mo? And I just cried with the girl. Kapatid, kung hindi natin ibibigay ang ating mga anak sa Diyos, kanino mo ibibigay? Sa pangarap nila? Sa gusto nila? Hanggang kailan? 10 years? 20 years? 30 years? But here we see the legacy of Samuel. He became the priest and the prophet to Israel. His service as a final judge for Israel is amazing. Mula po sa kanyan, dumalaw ang Diyos muli. Mula sa batang inalay sa Panginoon, lumaki sa salita ng Diyos, natutong makinig at sumubaybay sa galaw ng Diyos. Mula sa kanya siya'y naging tulay upang dalawin ng Diyos ang bayan ng Israel at magsiltang muli ang Panginoon at kumilos ng ayon sa kanyang kahabagan at pag-ibig. Dahil ang tingin ng Panginoon sa Israel ay ang kanyang pagkagiliw sa pagsunod ni Samuel. Kapatid, sanctified fruit. Fruit at last. We all have our dreams. We all have our desires. But what is this one thing that you want to have? At yung isang bagay na yon, ibibigay mo kasi sa Panginoon. What is that? I hope that we could be like Hannah. To be deeply troubled, to be deeply in anguish. Hindi makakain, hindi makatulog. Hanggat hindi ako naaalala ng Diyos at hindi sinasagot ng Diyos. Ang isang bagay na gusto kong mangyari sa buhay ko, gusto kong makamtan dahil gusto ko yung ialay sa Kanya. Hannah's fruitfulness is supernatural, surrendered, and sanctified. Do you feel like Hannah today? It begins with a cry. If you want to be a woman of distinction, a woman of fruitfulness, it all begins with a cry. A cry of desperation. A cry of breakthrough. A cry of longing for one thing. The hand of God upon me. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be deeply troubled as you pour out both your heart and your soul to the Lord in faith. He will heal you and He will hear you. Maybe you're praying for breakthrough fruitfulness. Or maybe literally you're praying like of Hannah, give me a son, Lord. Give me a child. I have tried everything. Lord, I believe you have closed my womb, but I still believe you can open it. And open it now, God. Give me fruit to glorify you. Not only that it begins with a cry, but it continues on. On and on. Your desperation must linger on. It's a day-to-day passion for God. It's a day-to-day walk with the Lord. Unless God, your favor rests upon me. Unless God, you remember me. Unless God, Lord, you show up to me, nothing will happen. Every day. And maybe you want to hear this phrase, go in peace. Go in peace. You have the peace of God, and you have the peace with God. God had no issues about us. Nung simula po, siya ay napayubay sa krus, napako sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Ang lahat ng ating kasalanan ay kanyang binayaran. Kaya walang magiging kasalanan mo na magiging issue sa kanya. It will not take against you. He will not take it against you. All you need to do is to believe. God, you know me. You hear me. I want your favor. And God is saying to you, go in peace. I have full control of everything. Do you have Hannah's prayer today? Alam mo na ba yung isang bagay na hinihingi mo? Na alam mong wala ka nun. Alam mong wala ka pa nun. Pero ngayon, let it be conceived in your heart. Let it be conceived in your spirit. Ano ang isang bagay na ilalagay ng Diyos sa puso mo na alam mong kapag nangyari iyon at nagkaroon ng kaganapan, hindi iyon para sa iyo. Ito'y para sa Kanya. maging kabahagi ka ng galaw ng Diyos sa ating bansa, sa ating iglesia. From barrenness to fruitfulness. May I invite everyone to please stand up. If you want the anointing of fruitfulness like Hannah, come into the altar. Hannah kept on coming to the Lord. Kahit wala pa siyang answered prayer, she kept on coming to the Lord. She poured out her heart. She poured out her heart to the one who understands. She poured out her heart to the one who cares. She poured out her heart to the one who is in control of everything. Alam mo, sa buhay mo, wala kang breakthrough. At nahirati ka na lamang sa mga bagay na pansamantala, sa mga bagay na pangkaraniwan. But today, you want to have Samuel. You want to have the touch of God. You want to bear in your spirit the gift of God so that you can give back that gift to Him. Right now, if you need relationship, authentic relationship with this God, come. Receive Him, accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Be like Samuel who come to the altar, who come to the presence of the Lord, and he started to hear the Lord. Kung meron kang isang bagay ngayon na ilalagay ang Diyos sa iyo, do not resist it. Merong isang bagay na ipapagawa sa iyo ang Panginoon, come. If you want much fruit in your leadership, if you want lasting fruit in your family, come. If you want God to visit your family, come. If you want God to see you through in your miseries, in your emptiness, come. It all begins with a cry. It all begins with a cry of desperation. Come. If there is a prayer in your heart na alam mong Diyos lang ang makasasagot, come. Kung may pangangailangan ka ngayon, na hindi mo na alam kanino ka susuling, wala nang taong magtitiwala sa iyo, wala kang taong malapitan, bakit ka hindi lumapit sa Diyos? Come to Him. I want you to come to the Lord in prayer. I want you to be deeply troubled with the blessings that you want to have and to happen in your life. It all begins with a cry. As we sing this song, let this be our prayer. From your emptiness to your fullness. From your barrenness to your fruitfulness. I challenge those who literally, you have no children. Keep coming to the Lord. Keep coming to the Lord. Today is the day of your miracle. Come. He knows your name. He knows your desperation. Just come. Cry out. Cry out. It's okay to cry. It's okay to pour out. God listens. God hears. God cares for us. Come on. Come to the Lord and lift up your hands to Him.